Agentic AI procurement. What CIOs need to know in 2026. Agentic AI procurement is quietly replacing one of the most familiar tools in the procurement stack, the dashboard. Instead of waiting for humans to interpret static charts, agentic AI procurement systems monitor contracts, flag pricing anomalies in real time, and draft renewal terms benchmarked against live market data. For CIOs, the question is no longer whether this shift is coming, but how to deploy agentic AI procurement without creating uncontrolled risk in spend, compliance, and vendor relationships. Why CIOs should care. Procurement is under pressure from three directions. Data is available but unused. Most functions act on less than 20% of the data they have because it lives in silos, PDFs, and legacy systems. Scope is expanding, but capacity is not. Teams manage more categories, more SaaS and cloud contracts, and more regulatory requirements with a flat headcount. The other side of the table is automated. Enterprise software and cloud vendors already use advanced pricing and concession models. Buyers still relying on quarterly reviews and manual spreadsheets are at a structural disadvantage. Analysts expect 25 to 40% efficiency gains as agentic AI matures, with early programs reporting 20 to 30% improvements in staff productivity across areas such as intake, spend analytics, and renewal management. For CIOs, that upside only matters if it can be attained without compromising control or auditability. The three reality checks and what CIOs must add. The first three reality checks are in the right direction. CIOs need to translate them into architecture, guardrails, and an operating model for agentic AI procurement. 1. Black box guardrail problem leads to policy-driven autonomy. Agents must operate within codified policies, not free-form reasoning. Design requirements. Human-in-the-loop checkpoints for high-impact actions. For example, auto renewals. Price changes above defined thresholds, new supplier onboarding. Explainable outputs so stakeholders may see which data, rules, and benchmarks drove a recommendation. Kill switches and model change control to pause agents and manage updates without breaking live processes. Audit-grade logging of decisions, data used, overrides, and escalations to support SOC-style traceability and internal audit. CIO Edition. Treat agentic workflows like any other controlled financial process. Define approval matrices, segregation of duties, and exception handling the same way you would for automated payments or provisioning. 2. Dirty data bottleneck to integrated data foundation. Agents are only as good as their context. Foundation work. Unified data model for spend. Contracts, suppliers, and invoices across P2P, CLM, ERP, and finance systems. Semantic layer that standardizes categories, suppliers, and contract clauses so agents speak procurement, not just raw tables. Data quality gates before autonomy. Completeness, deduplication, and master data governance with clear owners. Clear data boundaries defining what agents can and cannot access, aligned with privacy, security, and regulatory policies. CIO Edition. Start with a narrow, clean data domain. For example, cloud and SaaS spend, where you can quickly prove value, then expand to more complex categories as data quality and trust improve. 3. Reading the room gap to hybrid human plus agent model. Agents excel at pattern recognition and speed. Humans win intricate negotiations. Operating model. Agents manage repetitive rules-based work, monitoring expirations and anomaly detection, benchmark drafting, initial RFX support. Senior negotiators handle relationship-heavy strategic deals where nuance, trust, and reading the room matter. Feedback loops where negotiators validate or correct agent outputs, creating a continuous improvement cycle for recommendations. CIO Edition. Make human decision an explicit design pattern. For example, agents prepare options and risk assessments. Humans choose strategy and make final concessions. A practical 12-month roadmap for agentic AI procurement. Most programs benefit from a phased approach over the first year, starting with low-risk, high-visibility use cases. Months 1 to 3. Build the foundation. Readiness assessment, integration maturity, data quality, change capacity, and risk appetite. Use case prioritization. Start where data is clean and value is clear. For example, cloud/SaaS spend analytics, intake management, renewal monitoring. Stakeholder alignment, IT, finance, legal, and procurement. Agree on roles, success metrics, and budget. Serious programs often allocate around 10 to 15% of procurement tech budget to AI and data foundations. Governance charter. Define oversight, risk tolerance, and approval workflows for agentic actions. Months 4 to 6, launch controlled pilots. Deploy in limited scope, for example, one category, region, or spend type. Define KPI as upfront. Spend under management, cycle time, productivity, cost avoidance, and end user satisfaction. User feedback loops. Structured channels for users to report issues, flag false positives, and validate recommendations. Months 7 to 9. Expand and harden. Add adjacent use cases, for example, from spend analytics to category recommendations or supplier risk monitoring. Production-grade integrations, reliable error handling, failover, and data synchronization with core systems. Change management, training, communications, and support scaled for wider adoption, with clear who-to-call paths when agents behave unexpectedly. Months 10 to 12, scale to production. Operationalize governance. Move from project oversight to BAU with clear IT/legal/finance roles and recurring reviews. Measure and communicate value by documenting savings, efficiency gains, and quality improvements to secure ongoing investment in the program. CIO due diligence checklist for agentic procurement. When evaluating vendors or platforms, focus on these areas, adapted from 2026 CYO checklists. Architecture and stack. How are agents deployed? Cloud/on-prem/hybrid. What models are used and how are they updated? Is there a clear separation between reasoning, actions, and data access? Integration. Which P2P, CLM, ERP, and finance systems are supported out of the box? How are live data feeds and event triggers handled? What's the error handling and reconciliation process when systems disagree? Data and privacy. What data can the agent access, and how is scope enforced? Is enterprise data used for training vendor models? Default should be no. How are PII and sensitive contract terms protected? Security and compliance. Role-based access control, multi-factor authentication, and audit logging for all agent actions. Conformity with European AI Act, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the Artificial Intelligence Risk Management Framework, and internal model risk policies. Incident response and kill switch procedures documented and tested. Operations and support. SL as for uptime, latency, and support response. Monitoring dashboards for agent performance and exceptions. Clear escalation routes when agents behave unexpectedly. Commercial and contractual. Pricing model, per user, per transaction, platform fee. Data ownership, retention, and exit provisions. Commitments around model changes and notification of material updates. High value use cases to start with. These are the safe but valuable starting points most programs choose. Contract expiration monitoring and renewal drafting, pricing anomaly detection in invoices and usage data, spend analytics with category and supplier recommendations, intake management with intelligent routing and policy checks, supplier risk monitoring with automated alerts. Each should have clear guardrails. For example, agent drafts, human approves for renewals above a defined spend threshold. Conclusion. Agentic AI procurement is moving from concept to controlled deployment. The organizations that get ahead will not be the ones that automate the most, but the ones that combine autonomous agents with clear governance, clean data, and experienced human judgment. If your team is exploring agentic AI for procurement, start by identifying one high-volume, rules-based use case and running a time-box pilot under your existing IT and procurement governance. Use the results to refine guardrails, prove value, and plan the next wave of automation.